Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia, and, well, as you know, I'm barely Mexican. Before we get started, I'd like to give a shout-out to my best friend, Ryan. Today's her birthday, so this means I didn't get you a gift. So, mazel tov. No, not really. I wouldn't expect anything in the mail anytime soon. Mostly because I don't know how to send things in the mail. Yeah. And it's probably the end of our friendship right there. But anyways, happy birthday. Mazel tov. Congratulations. Love you. Hope it's full of love, sex, and rock and roll. Kind of grossed myself out there. Anyways. So, it's been a crazy 2 weeks. Well, several weeks. I don't remember the last time I put out an episode. Was it like 2 weeks ago? Yeah. But as you guys know, the world is under quarantine. Italy is down for the count right now. And the world is going insane. And it's crazy because, like, as you guys know, I'm in a small town. So I've never seen the city panic so hard. Like, literally, this is freaky to me. Like, for some reason, Cruces is always, or, like, New Mexico is always, like, the last person, like, the last place bad thing. Well, I don't want to say the last place bad things happen. I'm going to say natural disasters happen, really. Besides, do we even get tornadoes in New Mexico? I mean, there was a tornado scare when I was younger. But then, like, since then, that's never really been a thing. Anyways, I don't know what I'm talking about. So, all I'm saying is I've never seen this city in such, like, a hiatus. And they're taking proper measures. They shut down school for 3 weeks. They've, closed down every non-essential businesses and everything like that, which is understandable. But, like, the people of this city are freaking out. Like, literally, haven't found toilet paper in I don't know how long. I'm down to my last two rolls. I'm gonna have to start using, like, I'm gonna start shitting in the shower, I guess. So that's gonna be fun. Walmart is just cleared out. And it's kind of scary because, like, I don't know. I mean, not that I'm not taking this seriously, because I am. Because my boss came back. My boss literally, like, a week ago, went to San Francisco and then came back and then just decided not to get tested for the coronavirus. So I was like, peace out. I'm going to go on vacation because you went to a high-risk area and I'm not trying to pass this on to others. So there's that. So that's fun. Yesterday was, like, my first day off, but it was only, like, a half day. So this is, like, my day two, I guess, in quarantine. The dog already hates me. My roommate has left. But it's getting pretty serious. Like, the governor made an announcement saying that they're limiting. It was a group of 10. Like, we couldn't meet up in a group of 10. And now it's getting, like, now we can't be even more in a group of 5, which is kind of nerve-wracking. But I mean, hey, if y'all can just stay home, make a podcast, annoy your children. If you have kids, teach them how to do bad things. Just kidding. But yeah, so it's been crazy because, like, literally, like, I've never seen this small town, like, go on such a high. Like, you can't find anything anywhere. And if you do, like, I don't know. And then, like, it's kind of scary because, like, everything's, like, kind of like a ghost town now. Like, the streets are just empty. Like, even when I was going to work, it wasn't that bad. Like, the traffic was beautiful. Like, it would literally take me 2 minutes because of the traffic, which is nice, instead of the usual 5. Because small town problems, I guess. But yeah, so everyone's up in hiatus. Like, I haven't seen my grandma in a while just because I'm trying to be safe and don't want to get her sick. But yeah, so, and I even think Doniana County is up to 4 cases. There's 4 cases here in Doniana County. Now, for you who don't know, Doniana County ranges, like, it's kind of a big county. It's like 7 different cities, I think. Maybe even a little bit more, because there's small cities that I don't, small little towns I don't know about. And I know New Mexico, or I think New Mexico, last time I checked, it was up to 64 in New Mexico, 64 cases in New Mexico. So, for the most part, they were all northern. Like when it first started in New Mexico, it was all northern New Mexico. Like it was all in the bigger cities like Albuquerque and San, well, we're bigger than Santa Fe, but yeah, you get the, like, and it was fine. So I wasn't necessarily panicking, but now we have 4 cases in Doniana County. So now I'm a little worried. I'm literally sitting next to some hand sanitizer that my coworker got me from Bath and Body Works. So that's basically 70% glitter and like 30% rubbing alcohol. I don't know what they actually put in hand sanitizer. Well, maybe we should learn. Oh, well, it says alcohol 68%. So, I'm guessing, like, the other 40% is the glitter. Because that's the only, this is the only ingredient. It says alcohol, 68%, antiseptic. So, I'm probably going to get the coronavirus, y'all. But, yeah, so it's been, like, a lot has gone down. I'm still single. For those of you who care, which you, none of you probably really do. Yeah, I don't know. This the only thing that, like, this kind of situation, because, like, my grandma growing up was very, like, paranoid. Well, I'm going to say paranoid. Like, my grandma was always, like, I don't want to call her a doomsday prepper because she wasn't, but she was always, like, well, you always have to stock up just in case when you get a little bit of extra money when you can and, like, buy canned goods and extra stuff and this and that. And, like, I never took her seriously because I'm like, we're in New Mexico. Like, what's going to happen? Like, we don't have earthquakes, tornadoes. Like, it's not like we're going to flood. We're in the middle of a desert. And so I wish I would have taken her more seriously because, like, now, don't panic, guys. I'm not starving. Like, was able to go and get some sandwich stuff and everything. So I'm fine. But it makes me worry that, like now I just wish I was a little bit more prepared, you know? Like, I would be a little bit more at peace if I was a little bit more prepared. I'm not too worried about, like, the bottled waters or anything, me personally, because, well, for one, I don't have children, so I don't need formula or anything. But we bought a Brita filter. Well, I don't know. Cindy left a Brita filter pitcher, so shout out to Cindy. Thank you. And then we just got another Brita filter so we can filter out our water. Because for those of you who don't know, whoever is listening, Las Cruces water is poison. It really is. Now, it's not Flint poison, but it's pretty darn close. Pretty sure it's why I have anxiety. Just kidding. I have anxiety because I'm dumb. But yeah, so everyone's freaking out. Like, I mean, not that this is important to anybody besides me, I guess. I started reconnecting with my aunt. Like, this whole thing has, like, ruined my plans. Okay, so, like, Ryan was supposed to come down and, like, for a few days and visit family and friends, which I was always, which I'm always super excited about because it's never a dull moment with Ryan. But since this whole thing, she was like, oh, well, canceling the trip, which is understandable. I get it. I wouldn't want to be flying in this chaos either. And then two, like, and then, so, like, I've reconnected with one of my dad's sisters. And for those of you who don't know, I didn't really know my dad. He's the youngest of 7, and he's the only boy out of those 7 children. So my dad has 6 sisters, and I'm reconnecting with the youngest one, I think she had said. I'm not really. If you're listening, Thea, hi. But she, like, we were supposed to go out for lunch, which I was really excited about. Also a little nervous because I'm always afraid that I'm going to say the wrong thing. And then she's going to be like, oh, well, peace out. You're not my kid. And I'll be like, okay, bye. But God, I hope she's not listening to this. What was I going to say? Down. Get down. Yes, you get down. Yes, I'm talking to you. Get off my bed. Get off my bed. Sir, get off my bed. Leo, get down. Now. Okay. Well, now Leo's stuck on the bed. Oh, now he's off. Okay. I don't know why he didn't listen. Anyway, sorry, guys. But because of, like, everything, she was nervous. And she's older, so I understand. And she was just like, okay, well, maybe when this is all blows over. Because she was going to take me to Cattle Baron. And it's really expensive. And the last time, we had met up at Peter Piper. And we, like, fought over, like, paying. Because I was like, I want to pay. And she was like, no. She like, let me pay. And I was just like, gentlemen always pay. And then she was just like, I know you're a gentleman, but let me pay. And so I was like, okay. So I wasn't going to argue about Cattle Baron because it was like $15 just for chicken tenders, guys. Chicken tenders. $15 for chicken tenders. I didn't have their chicken tenders. I don't remember having I only went once. And I don't, like, I was sweating it. I think all we got was appetizers and that bill was still high. So yeah. Anyways, so yeah, if you're listening, miss ya, love ya. Can't wait to hang out again. So yeah, like, it's literally throwing, like, a whole wrench in, like, everybody's plans. And people seem to be a little high strung. I don't know, at work, things were getting pretty tense. For those who don't know, work at a furniture store. We sell appliances, electronics as well. And we sold out of chest freezers like nobody's business. Like, I literally sold the last chest freezer in that store. And we're probably not going to get some until, like, mid-April. So, yeah, we sold out pretty fast. And I don't necessarily know what it was about chest freezers, but, like, literally the other day, like, I would answer the phone and, like, and it was, like, going off, like, every 2 seconds. Like, literally, we'd get a phone call every minute. Are you open? Do you have chest freezers? I'm like, no, we don't have chest freezers. So, please leave. And then, two, the only thing that sucked is, like, we're a furniture store, so I don't necessarily understand why we're open. Because if you think about it, our economy is crashing, so who's really going to want to be financing anything while the economy is crashing? I don't know. You know, like, especially since people are out of work and everything like that. But we're still open. I mean, I don't know why. I don't get it, but, I mean, what do I know? I didn't go to school for business, and so I don't know. Corporate's just like, LOL, suck it up. You have to come to work, which usually, I mean, it's free money, so it's not that bad, like, just sitting there. The only thing that sucks is, like, people do come in with their families and stuff, so it does kind of put us at risk to getting sick for no potential reason than other than make the store money. And it kind of puts a sour taste in your mouth if you think about it. Like, they're just like, LOL, you making us money is more important than your health. Now, they did give us options. I mean, I'm not going to make them up. They're just like, oh, well, you can use your vacation time if you'd like. But that's not an option for everybody. Not everybody, you know, if you just started out in the company, you don't have vacation time. So till further notice, they're still open. So go down to Conzone Plus and get you some furniture if you're in Cruces or wherever you are listening to this. Because I'm pretty sure they're open, especially in the bigger cities. But yeah, and like, they'd be like, oh, well, go make phone calls. And I'm like, who are you going to call? Ghost? Like, no. Like, so they'd be like, oh, make calls. I'm like, why? Like, literally, and I'd call them and they'd be like, no, I'm not coming out of my house. And I'm like, okay, I get, like, I'm not going to try to convince somebody to leave their house during a pandemic. Like, this is it pandemic or epidemic? I don't know. Either way, I'm probably wrong. Like, no, like, this isn't how, you know, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, leave the safety of your home and come on down and buy a bed set. Like, no, like, to me, that doesn't make sense. So I was causing kind of some issues with management, because y'all know, if I don't feel like doing something, I ain't gonna do it. And the thing that bugged me the most is, like, the store manager, he literally went to San Francisco, a high-risk area, flew back, and New Mexico has it in place where, like, if you travel anywhere and you come back, you have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. He says he only stayed the night in the airport, and then flew back, but then I got later, then someone else told me, no, he said he stayed in a hotel somewhere in San Francisco. I'm like, okay, well, who's cleaning the bed? How did you get there? Like, you know, it's just me being paranoid, because that's just how things are. So, and he was just like, well, he was like, we only stayed the one night, and then we've been in El Paso this whole time. We haven't been showing symptoms since. I'm like, okay, but it takes up to 2 weeks to show symptoms with this thing. And so I didn't feel safe. So I just decided to use my vacation time, since I have 120 hours in vacation time. And I had already submitted vacation time earlier, like early on, because Ryan was coming down. So I just used a little bit more. So I won't be back till next Thursday. So see you next Thursday. And then once, I don't know if they're even still open at that point. Honestly, yeah, I don't really know. I'm hoping this thing blows over soon. I think everyone's hoping this thing blows over soon. Everyone's like, I see a lot of panic and a lot of fear in everybody, especially like for single parents and everything, and trying to, you know, provide for their children and stuff. So that's always rough. But my word of advice is just be kind to everybody. Be considerate, really. You know, you don't need to be stuck. I mean, the assistant manager was like, LOL, I have 20 rolls, like 20 cases of toilet paper. I'm like, you're the reason I don't have any toilet paper. Like, give me some. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, but don't get mad when I start selling toilet paper from work. Which is, I mean, I haven't done it yet. So if anyone from cons is listening. But it's just, and then he was like, well, when we have 5 cases of eggs and everything. I'm like, do you really need 5 cases of eggs? Like you're just stocking up just to stock, like, just for the sake of it? Like, not that, I mean, he has kind of a big family, so I don't know how much eggs they go through. But I don't know. To me, it's just, like, if you don't need it, don't buy it. Someone else needs it, so be considerate of others, especially the elderly, babies. You know, there's people out there who are trying their best, and especially those with, like, government help. Like, there's certain items that they need that they can only get because it's WIC or whatever. And so, I mean, I think they have programs now for, like, you know, helping in situations like this. But still, you know, like, someone should be able to just go and purchase what they need. But hopefully this all blows over soon. They say it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I mean, just be safe. Wash your hands. You know, stay home when you can. Don't go out if you're not needed. Nothing's really changed for me personally, because I don't do anything. I literally go work and then I come home and cry. And I stay inside. I don't really have very many hobbies. The only thing I wish I did get a new book, because now that I'm in quarantine, a good book would be nice. And is Barnes & Noble still open? I don't know. But this is all I really have to go on for now. I'm pretty sure I'll be making more podcasts throughout this whole vacation thing, just to keep you guys updated. And everything like that. But just be safe. Don't go out if you don't need to, you know. And if you, you know, are gonna gather with friends and family, just keep it under 5 or 10 or whatever your state or city or whatever. Just be safe, be considerate, be kind, you know, make sure that people you love are taken care of as well, you know, and shout out to all the essential employees who are you know, risking their lives, you know, that, I mean, hell, I mean, and being worked overtime, like grocery, like Ryan was telling me, like, the grocery business is like rough right now. Granted, the grocery business is always rough, but like, shout out to y'all for doing what you do, going to work every day and putting up with the bullshit you gotta put up. And especially be kind to the people who work in a grocery store. Y'all don't need to be going in, well, why don't you have this? And da, da. Like, no, obviously the country's in a state of panic. Like, there's no need to, like, and that person's probably already having a shit day because they're overworked and underpaid and everything like that. So, Karen, please sit down and drink your juice box. I don't know, whatever, you know? But also, just be safe, be careful. Shout out to all the people who are risking their lives in the medical fields, the truck drivers, the grocery store workers, people who are risking their lives every day just so we can have somewhat of normalcy in this crazy, hectic times, you know? But that's that on that. If you have, you know, if you want, you can go ahead, email me at barelymexican95@gmail.com. I'll answer any questions if you, like, need any advice. I'm not qualified in any way, shape, or form to give advice, but I've been told I'm kind of decent at it. Not really. I was never told that. But if you want to share a story, if you guys have certain concerns, anything like that, just keep in touch, be safe, take care, God bless.